Yes, people. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Manchester City show. I'm sure the vast majority of the questions are going to be in regards to Manchester City, with them drawing 3-3 away from home in the first leg of the Champions League, of their Champions League quarterfinal versus Real Madrid. So we will be discussing that. But make sure you run up the likes first and foremost. Hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all of the socials. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. This is the Man Them United podcast meets the Man Them City podcast. So it's only right bringing the representative of Manchester City, someone who cooks just as well as I do. You know what I'm saying? Who has the same, I see the same moves in the ring from him that I use. And I'm like, oh, that looks familiar. I know exactly what you're doing there. So I'll welcome my life. Veta is in the building. Yes, Veta, what are you telling me? You good? And he's there holding up the Champions League football for those that are listening on audio platforms. What are you telling me, though? You good?
I'm good. I'm good, my guy. Thanks for having me on. Apologies if those listening, those watching, notice a little bit of a delay. I had to move studios. So the walls, the Wi-Fi is kind of fighting, but hopefully everything's clean once I'm speaking. Now, the reason why I had to hold up the ball, like Flawless said, for those of you listening on Spotify or those of you on YouTube not looking at the screen right now, I'm holding up the Champions League ball, and it's a small ball. It's a mini ball because it helps you develop your skills. It helps you develop that first touch, and there's going to be a lot of skills displayed tonight between Flawless and myself. Thanks for having me on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Always, man. Every week. I always love chopping up with you because it's like your slander of the ops is fantastic. So it's always great to hear. It's always great to hear it. Big up to Pels in the chat. Says, hey, everyone. Big up to Pels. Big up Warrior J. Says, big up Flawless and Veta. Gaming for life. I see you as well. Eli in the cut as well. Says, big up Flawless and Veta. Cracking game of football that was. I can't lie. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. I actually was talking about this with Veta beforehand because I wasn't the vast majority of the watch along. I was watching Arsenal Bayern. And then when I've watched the highlights of the City Real Madrid game, I was like, the quality was over there. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think they're the two best teams in the quarterfinal. And I believe this is that game there is the final before the final. So I'll probably watch more of City Real Madrid in the second leg. But Arsenal Bayern, obviously Arsenal tears, I'm always there for. I am always there for. Big up Dennis as well. Obviously Real Madrid fan in the cut says big up Flawless. Big up to you as well. And yeah, we'll get to that. Veta's view on the Real Madrid 3, Manchester City 3. Must be over the moon in regards to not lose, because I'm sure that was on the forefront of your mind. Go out there, come back with a lead, or at least with the score level.
Listen, of course. First, let me say this. Real Madrid, the Bernabeu. You don't go there and dominate. Very rarely do you go there and dominate. And going into this match, I had to show the utmost respect. Yeah, everyone remembers what happened in terms of the aggregate score. But they all need to remember that when we went there, that was a 1-1. That was a tense 1-1. And yeah, we were peppering him. Courtois was playing out of his mind. But it took a KDB brilliant strike. Almost FIFA-like, where he was off the ground, kicking it, blast it. And it went through. We got that 1-1, and we took it back to the Etihad, the fortress. And we handled things. Now, I show utmost respect. I see the Real Madrid fans popping up comments. I respect Real Madrid, 100%. Thanks. Now, I am a treble winner now. And to get that treble, I had to go through Real Madrid. So there's a little calmness when it's now, okay, I've seen you. We fought before. I know where I'm weak. I know where you're dangerous. This is how we're going to approach things. Like I always told Tony on the past two shows, it's about chess, not checkers. So I knew that this game was going to require just a little bit of calmness. And Flawless, let me put this up. And for those of you listening, you're not watching, you're missing out. But I just did a transition screen, and I'm putting this up because this is going to be what I'm going to be talking about on my upcoming show.
Put it full screen. There you go. So you can explain to the people.
Appreciate that, Flawless, my guy. Listen, I'm going to hit these topics right here on the left. Those of you listening, make sure you subscribe to Flawless and Sarcasm TV. Subscribe to the channel so you can see the visuals. All right, do that first and foremost. But I'm gonna talk about this. No Ake, and Ake has been brilliant. No Ederson, I say he's the best keeper in the Prem. No Walker, and we know what Walker's done to Vinicius. Come on. As poor you may want to talk about Walker, as inconsistent, when it's about locking down a speedster,
he matches up well
Walker's
with
that guy. He matches Walker's up well that guy. And no KDB? Listen, no KDB. Now, Flawless, I appreciate you having me full screen. I'm going to talk about all these things, but this game.
Yeah, I do. This game, I do want to get your thoughts on that. Well, go on, carry on, carry on. You're cooking right now. Flawless, yours.
This game required me to listen, play chess, and realize I'm not at my full strength. And when one wants to talk about not being at your full strength, it's really problematic defensively. You can see you can kind of make do and maybe miss chances in attack. You really can't afford to be weak in the midfield and especially defense versus Real Madrid. So when there's no Ake, no Ederson, best keeper, no Walker, I got to relax. I got to relax. So when we, and I know you watched the highlights, but when we went into this, I was like, listen, if I can leave this game with a draw, at worst case, there's a madness and I'm down 1-0, I'm going to take
that's
that.
That's a good result. Man, that's a good result
that's
for me.
That's an amazing result, Flawless, against Real Madrid.
That's not a bad result. I'm like,
I'm going to take that and run. Now, I did not expect Bernardo Silva to score that free kick the way he did. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happening on the training pitch, but between KDB, Foden, now Silva, they're recognizing something. They're setting things up to be able to get some of these set pieces and score. So I know it was unorthodox, but I took it. And at the same time, I was like, listen, we scored early. Maybe it was like 12 minutes into the game or something like that. I was like, this isn't holding up.
It was early.
I'm not like, ooh, no, it was earlier than that. It was like 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, it was quick because by the time
I equalized.
By the time I set up my screen, someone had said, yeah, City are 1-0 up, and I was just like, all right, for fuck's sake. So it was super early. Super, super early.
Yeah, 2 minutes into the game. That early.
Yeah.
Mm. But it was the equalizer that was at the 12th minute. That was my bad. But I was like, okay, we got this goal, a little more relaxed. How we were moving the ball. Listen, Real Madrid don't like to be pressed. They don't like to be pushed. So I understood that we're going to do that in spurts. We had to pick our moments. I think Pep managed the game really well because it took two brilliant goals. Flawless. The goal from Rodrigo. And this is, I expected this. You always have to be fine-tuned. You got to be all on the same page. It got a ball out wide. Rodrigo's running downhill. Akanji's running for his life. And yeah, he made it it made it difficult for Rodrigo, but Rodrigo was calm, man. He's like, yeah, you're burning yourself out to have to catch me. Let me just take my time. When you catch up, I know we're going to place it. And he placed it perfectly, man. Speed kills, and he made us pay equalizing it. The deflected goal is a deflected goal. It happens. You got to take your chances.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do with the Camavinga one. That's just one of them.
Yeah.
Take a shot and it deflects and it goes in. It's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard this, and I jumped on the football terrace. I haven't gotten fully caught up with what happened in the Arsenal game. But the thing that I found interesting is...
Talk about it.
We went down...
I know what he's going to say.
In terms of having the lead, relinquishing the lead, and then being down 2-1, to then getting the goal back, which is absolutely brilliant. Right. So when we're able to do that with Foden, and we want to talk about brilliant goals, we want to talk about moments. Foden doing that, and you've heard me, Flawless, and I'm saying it just to let new viewers, those of you that are new to the channel, subscribing for the first time, you may not have heard Vader Games break this down before. So I'm going to tell you, I don't do the debate, the back and forth with Foden and Saka or Foden and Palmer. I don't do that. That's the latest one. They want to bring Palmer into the mix. I don't do all that. I don't do all that because it's not needed. If you're questioning Foden by now, I'm doubting your ball of knowledge. I'm doubting it. I'm doubting your eye test. There's no reason for you to be questioning the man that has five prems. And if you want to dismiss the five prems and say, listen, he's on the Wu-Tang. Everybody's a killer on that squad. He's got mad MCs around him. So, of course, he's going to have all of the awards. Okay. But when the time came for us to win the Champions League last season, Pep, the best manager in the world, turned around, no hesitation. And if you didn't know this, tune in and check out the Together Trouble. It's on Netflix. The documentary will give you everything of last season. Pep, without hesitation, looked and said, Foden, get on. KDB, unfortunately, had to come off with a hamstring injury. No hesitation, Foden came on, and Foden was brilliant. Don't doubt this man anymore. Don't doubt him. And in this game, that goal, absolutely brilliant, delicious, spectacular. Go and watch it. It's been on repeat for me because I'm like, this man's arrived. He doesn't care about the moments right now. He's going to deliver. And we played this game without KDB. Now, the next goal that we had, flawless. Men want to talk about my transfer. They want to talk about my summer transfer, flawless. And it was bothering me. Frustrated. Men want to say, how you wasting money on Gvardiol? Oh, your record signing. Your defenseman. Where is he at? What's he doing? You know where he's at, you haters? You rivals? He's scoring in Champions League against Real Madrid. If you question any, if you want to question a penny, stop it. He's worth every penny. Gvardiol is worth every penny based off of the performance today, defensively and offensively. That goal wasn't scored. It may have looked like he scored with a strong foot, like his dominant foot. That's his weak foot.
It's his right foot. Yeah, it was his right foot. It was his right foot. Yeah.
It was his right foot. Absolutely brilliant. First year with City. I'm going to give him mad praise, but listen, all you rivals, continue. Continue to talk about my summer transfer window. Talk about Kovacic, all right? Kovacic played in the Champions League, and he put in a good shift, all right? You want to talk about Gvardiol, keep doing that. You saw what he did today. You want to talk about Doku. Doku's still about to arrive. Trust me. And when Doku's on that right-hand side, cooking, y'all are in trouble. I'm collecting receipts, Flawless. Receipts. On all of you content creators. I'm not in the content creator bracket yet. I make content, but I'm not a content creator
Don't
yet.
Don't do that. You're a content creator. No, you're a content creator.
I'm a dabble. I'm dabbling. I'm the best kept secret on YouTube right now. I haven't cracked 1,000 subs yet.
That I agree with. But just because you haven't cracked 1,000 doesn't mean you are not a quality content creator. It's like the reels, right, people who watch. There's a reason why you're here. Don't ever like this. There's a reason why you're here, Vayo. Like, man never looked at your numbers and was like, oh, Vader needs to get to a certain amount of numbers. No. I fucks with you. I just didn't have a show at that time that I was like, let me bring Vader in. But from the few times we worked together, a man seen you elsewhere, I'm like, yeah, Vader's cold. That's why I never like looked at your metrics or nothing. You know, like that's to everyone who's over here, everybody watching, all of the hosts you see on here, whether you see me arguing with them, debating with them whatsoever, or whatever, I genuinely rate them. Apart from Ryan, he's the only one. Everyone else on here is top quality. Apart from this Egypt, you know what I'm saying? He's the only one. Apart from this dumb guy, if you don't know who he is.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as far. Crazy. Apart from that idiot,
crazy.
Apart from that dumb idiot, every host you see on here, I genuinely rate. And 16 out of 10 merch will be out this week as well, people. It will be out this week. Yo, 16 out of 10 merch, free orders. Yeah. Don't worry, man. I got you. Like, don't worry. But go on, carry on, Vader. You are content.
I rate that.
Play yourself. You quality.
I rate that. I respect it. I respect it because, again, like Flawless said, he's doing the whole eye test. And I respect you even extending the invite. It wasn't about stats. It wasn't about GA. He wasn't looking at all of that. He's like, eye test, yo. And I rate that. Now, I'm going to go after all of them. All of them that are putting up this Beetlejuice meme that's supposed to be Doku. All of them that are talking about he's Saint Maximum with no end product. All of you. All of you talking about Doku. Talking about Gvardiol. You're getting cooked because I'm leaving this summer with something. And I'm currently playing for the league. I'm currently still playing for FA Chelsea. I got my eye on you. And I'm looking. I got to get past Real Madrid, but I'm looking at Champions League. Listen, I'm going for each and every one of you. Now, the way this game ended up, am I disappointed that it ended up in a draw? Normally, I would be. Normally, if it was like a mistake, it was like a fumble. If it was like just being inconsistent, yo, respect.
Yeah, Spartan, you said that game was a 16 out of 10 for sure. And Variety talking about, oh, why would you bring merch out? Just to clarify, because people ask for it. I said it jokingly. And people consistently, every day, just to clarify, every day two things happen. One, people ask me for merch, and two, it gets mentioned. No matter what I tweet, what I post on Instagram, what shows are on the channel, 16 out of 10 is in the chat consistently. Like Lewis's birthday today. Shout out to King Lou. Well, it was technically yesterday now. Go check the responses, people. Lewis, hope you have a 16 out of 10 birthday. Jan said, yeah, you two both look 16 out of 10. Hella 16s out of 10s. Fight night. I'm running on the side. I'm sorry to cut you off, Vader, just to clarify for Ryan, because he don't seem to understand. I'm running fight night on the Sarcasm City TV gaming channel. You know what Manj said? Are you gonna have 16 bouts or 10 bouts? It's everywhere. That's just what it is. The merch is on its way. That's just what it is. People mention it all the time.
I didn't have to say anything.
Look, Foden's goal was 16 out of 10. No, yeah, he's finished. Vardio's goal was 16 out of 10. City equals 16 out of 10. Taz 21 says, describe 2021 numbers, 16 out of 10. I can't escape it. For the first time, I've put something out that's happened on my channel that I cannot escape no matter what I talk about. No matter what I talk about, it's everywhere. People, check my Twitter. Make sure you follow Vader as well. He's tagged up. And That's Me Flawless. My Instagram at That's Me Flawless. All I see in my ads, no matter what I'm talking about, whether it's United, whether it's City, whether it's Arsenal, whether it's the gaming channel, I could be talking about going for a walk. You know what I'm saying? Or some other stuff that happened. And people mention it all out of time. 16 times out of 10, that clip gets played. Facts. It's everywhere. I might blame me.
It is everywhere.
Everyone plays it
and
everywhere.
You know what? Let me speak.
Yeah, go on. This could be
Embrace it, man. I know you go back, everybody shoots their shot. Everybody. No one's 1,000%. Sometimes you take a shot, you miss.
What's the walk 16 at your dick chest?
Wow.
It's so embarrassing. Oh yeah, it definitely is so embarrassing.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel.
You know what? Every time something else kills me about that. And now when I look at man's face, and it's just like, damn. Ryan, embrace it, though. Embrace it. And I'm going to tell you, shoot or shoot.
Facts. Shoot or shoot, man. Shoot the ball. 100%. Shoot the ball. I'm telling you. Shoot the ball. And that's just what it is. And like I said, Ryan, blame the people because they asked for merch. I said it jokingly. I was not planning to create it or anything. And people kept asking for it to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm legit. Just got a message. Shout out my head of creative who's helping me set up the website for it. So like I say, pre-orders at the very least will be out this week, people. Be in different colors. Couple different tees. Couple different designs on the t-shirts as well. Yeah? See? Look, just said this. I told her she's 16 out of 10 and she told me to fuck off. Hashtag single life. Like, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Blame us for something you said. Hey, it is what it is, man. The game is the game. I should say the game is 16 out of 10. But go on, Vader. Carry on saying what you were saying about in regards to the rivals and Doku. That's what you were talking about.
The rivals and Doku are going to have to chill. They get your shots in now. That's all good. I've heard it before. Y'all did the same thing with Jack Grealish two seasons ago when he first arrived. And you want to kept reminding me about the 100 million transfer, you know, or a release clause. You kept throwing that on me. And you know what? He was important last season to win that Champions League. But if you're going to go off the whole GA, you're going to dismiss it. But he was key. Now, this game, I would have been upset giving up a 3-2 lead at the Bernabeu. And Flawless, I'm not sure if you heard this, but Real Madrid had a record night in terms of attendance.
Oh, didn't know
they
that.
Had the most people showed up to watch this game at the Bernabeu when City came into town. When they want to talk about, I don't believe City and their revenue. I don't believe City and all of the things that they're able to do financially. When you're showing up at Real Madrid, 14 UCLs, by the way. And they've had games throughout the season. I think they're 30 games into their league. And when City comes into town, that's when you get record numbers. They've been playing Champions League before this. They've had other people show up. But when City show up.
It's the new stadium, right? So it's got more attendance. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a new stadium. The new stadium's been open for a minute. It's not like it just opened up. They've had Barcelona show up. They've had Atletico Madrid. They've had everybody show up. I don't know who they faced prior in the Champions League, but they had all those teams show up. Mm-hmm. When this badge came through the door, record numbers, they wanted to see. They wanted to see this beautiful football. They wanted to see it. So it was hostile over there. It was hostile. And when I leave there, when I say, you know what, I'll leave here with a 3-2. And I end up leaving with a 3-3. I'm actually not upset. I told you, I had no Ake. I had no Ederson, no Walker, and no KDB. And we know KDB is the best midfielder in the Prem, maybe the world. I had none of them. And I left there 3-3 because of a brilliant, Flawless, I think you might have seen that, a brilliant Valverde strike.
That strike was...
What am I going to do?
Yeah, that's just, you hold your hands up to certain goals and go, there ain't much you can do about that.
Yeah.
The UK,
I'm going to say, I accept it.
You say, that's just quality.
Real Madrid magic, Real Madrid brilliance. I'm going to just take it. Yeah. Vinicius crossed it. Listen, Valverde, one time, excellent. That's what they teach. That's how they teach you how to kick that. They teach you, this is how you approach it. This is the form. This is the technique. I'm not mad at that. I'm leaving there with a 3-3. I pray that I can get healthy. I pray that I can get healthy coming back to the Etihad. And not to say that it's going to be a repeat of last season, but I'm going to take my chances back at the Etihad. I'm going to take my chances with all of my City fans cheering them on to get past this quarterfinal. And then whoever I face, whether it's Bayern Munich or Arsenal, I'll deal with that when the time comes. Real Madrid are fierce battles and Flawless. Those of you listening for the first time, new to this, this is the path I want. No disrespect to all of you. And sorry, apologies on a couple shows. I called y'all punks. I don't mean punks. It's just a different mentality.
Yeah, they know what you mean. Like, it's not punks in a disrespectful way. It's footballing punk. That's what it is. It's football. Like, if me and you go back and forth footballing manner, it's not personal. It's like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's not like that. They understand. Trust me.
So all I'm saying is, when you start writing the script, when you were actually putting out the outline for what the documentary was going to be, you think the writers, you think the organizers,
oh, good, no stress. Hey, before we continue, you lot run up the likes on the video. Make sure you hit the like button on the video. Vader's cooking right now. Make sure you share this across all the socials. And that's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV across all the socials. But I'd make sure you subscribe to the channel because it is Road to 11K. And just as important, make sure you subscribe to Vader's channel. Links in the title, Vader Games, V-A-T-O-R Games, people. The link's in the title. You click the link, opens up a new tab. And Vader's channel is not only underneath in the description. And this live stream, every live stream on the channel, you see Vader's channel, it's underneath in the description. It's also on the featured channel page as well, because we're going to get him to 1K, because it's thoroughly deserved without doubt. Continue to get your questions in, people. I am picking out the best questions, and I will get to a couple of the super chats in a second. But go on, carry on, Vader.
Bless. Yeah, my little princess needed something.
That's all good, man. Understand? Thoroughly, man. You got to do what you got to do.
When you talk about the... The script, when you talk about the story, when you talk about the myth, when you talk about the lore, oh my goodness, she's ruining my flow. What's up, baby girl?
It's all good, no. Man. I get to the suit.
No, all right, I'm back.
It's cool,
no,
man. It's cool, man. Now, no stress.
If you're watching, I had to turn.
No, that's the Kevin Hart meme, but he's like, look at me. No. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look at me. No.
Yeah. No, she's trying to sneak. You know, she's trying to catch me at an off time. And she's like, Daddy, can I have dessert? I'm like, no, it's the weekday. You don't get dessert on weekday.
Listen. Yeah. I hear that.
The whole thing that I want to just emphasize is I want the glory and I want the most magnificent. I want the most difficult story told. I want the battles. I don't want to move like J. Cole. I want to move and have the fight against whoever's the best in the moment, and you're going to talk about me afterwards. I'm going to take that fight on, win or lose. You know that I went for it. I ain't punking out. I ain't choosing another route. If you're the best, let's go at it. And yes. Real Madrid are clearly the best. Real Madrid have been clearly the example of Champions League. So if I have to go through them to win it, I want it. I don't want to be on the other side of the bracket. If I have to go through, I mean, it's not as glorious if I have to go through Arsenal, if Arsenal come through on the Bayern side. But if I have to go through the winner of the Bayern and Arsenal side to get my way to the final, I'm going to take that on. And whoever's remaining there, it is what it is. But I want the tougher draw. Lee Gunner came on here and he's like, Vader, you're talking garbage. What do you mean you want the toughest side? I'm real with this. I'm real with this. I want the toughest. Because at the end of the day, no one has any talks for me. No one has the what ifs. No one has, you know what? It could have been a different story if you had faced da da da. No, you got none of that. My way to the trouble had to go through Goliaths. Not one Goliath. Is Goliaths? Do you put an S on Goliaths?
I suppose you do. You're talking Goliaths. Yeah, it's Goliaths. Goliaths. Yeah, so it would be pluralized. Yeah, it would be pluralized.
I had to go through two of them. And arguably, I had to go through three because Inter, glorious, glorious experience in Champions League. Nothing else to say. So I still got business to do, Flawless. I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say with regards to the Arsenal and Bayern game.
Hey, I'll give my thoughts on it briefly.
I'm gonna take this 3-3 all day. I'm gonna take it. And I'll say this as well. Mm-hmm. I never liked the away goals. I never liked it. I thought it was just, why is it? It's arbitrary. Yeah, you're trying to provoke a little more attacking play. Notice, attacking play, Flawless. Yeah. They wanted the away goals to emphasize attacking play. Anyone can play defensive. Bums with inferior teams can choose to play defensive. Anybody can do that. But what do they want? What did the organizers of Champions League want? They wanted attack. They wanted aggressive play. Now, y'all with your managers that choose to play for a draw and play it safe, you take that. But the organizers of the best tournament in the league, in the world, what did they want? They want an attacking style play. All right? So when we have this, imagine if away goals happened today, Flawless. I scored three away goals.
Be in a much better situation if away goals was a thing. I'm not gonna lie. I did like the away goals rule. It was a signal if you got knocked out on away goals, because that happened to United a few times. But I liked it for it the extra impetus for your team away from home to go and get away goals. That's what I liked about it. It was extra. It did add extra incentive. And see, you're under Pep, you're gonna play like that. But more so other teams, it's gonna be like, hey. Even if you're 3-0 down, it's not, all right, let's shut up shop. It was, for those that don't know, you may be 3-0 down in a tie and you go, if we get an away goal, we can beat them 2-0 at our place. And we've seen that happen type of thing. It still leaves the added incentive to go and get an away goal regardless. You can be 2-0 down, 1-0 down, 2-0 down, 3-0 down. So, yeah, I personally like the away goals rule. I did.
Flawless. I'm cool with it. The away goals was like, it was to deal with a symptom. It was like the medicine to an illness. And the illness was punk managers, punk clubs. It was weak mentality teams. They had this illness of, I'm not going to risk giving up goals, or, you know what, I'm going to take a draw and move on. It was to deal with those bums. The away goals was to deal with a symptom of teams with no cojones. Don't get triggered, Arsenal fans. It was to deal with teams that would want to just play defensive and wait for the second leg. Now, when you got two teams, Real Madrid and City, playing to their level and respecting the game, you get games like this. You get the 16 out of 10, so all of you in the chat, you get games like this that happened, and it was brilliant, brilliant game. So we'll see what happens on the second leg. I'm actually loving it, and if you guys want to continue to say the City are favorites, I kind of get it now because it's 3-3 coming back to
your favorite. As much as it pays me to admit it, I've done a complete flip with both of these ties, because I had Real Madrid and Arsenal going through before these games yesterday. Now,
so that was your heart talking. That was your heart talking, Flawless.
Yeah, of course. With you know me well enough, I'm honest enough with my bias. With you lot, yes, because your people, it's going under the radar that you're on for a double treble, and it really annoys me that people don't talk about it. Yeah. This whole moving silence. No. City are on for a double treble. Just because they're not at their best.
Are we?
And when I say they're not at their best, they're not at the level they was at last year. Just because they've lost certain players, just because Kevin De Bruyne and Haaland are receiving criticism, which we will talk about, they are still on for a double treble and arguably the favourites for the double treble. Personally, as much as it pains me to admit it, they are favourites for all three competitions. Again.
Maybe.
I'm tired. Yeah, look at this joke, man. What are you not favourites for?
I haven't looked at the numbers. I haven't seen.
Vader, as calculated as you are and as knowledgeable as you are, you don't know who you're playing and you're on for a potential another treble. This guy, you see you, yeah, you ain't slick.
All right. The potential's there.
The easiest running in the Premier League is Chelsea, Manchester United, and Coventry City in the FA Cup. So you have a Championship side and arguably the two sides in the Premier League with the worst two managers.
Hey. Flawless ice. Okay, if you're talking about the worst two managers, I hear all that. But the way you were giant, the way you were giant drawers, like you didn't kill them, but the way you played against Liverpool, and we'll talk about it, I have to respect that because Liverpool fans, listen.
We get to that. Hold that thought. Let me get to it and we'll get to that because it does tie into Manchester United because we are a part of this show, unfortunately. Big up to Andrew Wright for the super chat. Much appreciated. It says, it feels like City back-to-back trebles to me. I can see it, Andrew. I hope I'm wrong and Chelsea do the business and Real Madrid do the business, but that tie was so important today. And if Real Madrid would have went there, even with a one-goal lead, it gives a certain, but I think Real Madrid can only knock out Manchester City on penalties. It has to be like a draw 1-1 and it goes to pens. Or a draw a 2 apiece. I don't think they beat Manchester City at the Etihad. But in normal time or extra time. But penalties is definitely a possibility. Could Chelsea beat City in the FA Cup? Same, they've done well against them twice. So could they in the FA Cup? Yeah, again, but more likely penalties. Because if it's also a Coventry, it's a wrap. Premier League, they'll win. I've said that. That's the one that I'm most confident on in regards to Arsenal at Arsenal. And that draw to us has killed Liverpool. Not killed their title hopes, but it's a proper kick in the teeth. Big up to Andrew again for another super chat. He says, flawless if Pep wins another treble, greatest ever. No, not to me. But I hear the conversation. I hear the conversation if he wins another treble. But not to me. Because Sir Alex Ferguson will always remain the GOAT to me. I'm biased, man. Like, I'm a United fan. I can't call him the greatest ever. He's done. Don't get me wrong. He's definitely in the conversation. And if he wins another treble, and someone says yes,
I hear you on that one. But I won't press too hard. I get it.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna excuse his Bayern run. His Bayern run is the thing I'll always hold against him because his Bayern run was terrible, in particular in Europe. Bear in mind, the manager before him and the manager after him both won quads. So he was outdone by I can't remember who the two managers were. One was Flick. And one with somebody else.
Yeah, one with Flick.
And we just sweep that under the rug. Like we do with great managers. Same with Fergie, like in regards to the
Because
Glazers,
the man didn't it. Win. Because the man didn't win a quad, you hold it against him. Listen to what you're saying.
No. Because he didn't win a Champions League. Because that's what he was brought in to do. Let me flip it on his head. All right, Vader. Let's say he would have won a quad there and won a treble and done what he's done at Manchester City. What would the conversation be? So he's done a 6-2 pull or whatever he did at Barca. He went to Bayern and did a quarter. He came to City and did the treble. What would the conversation
be? He's the greatest.
That's my point. So the fact that he failed there, in particular in Europe, that's where I'm like, your Bayern run wasn't it.
But if he doubles up when he comes to City, like
if he doubles up and does another treble, it's a very uncomfortable conversation that I don't want to have. I don't want to have that conversation. Well, have it. I don't want to have it. So I don't even want to think. I don't want to think about having to come to Jesus talk about having to come to Jesus talk. But Andrew, if he does, then the serious, uncomfortable conversation from my personal aspect that needs to be done, unfortunately. And I just seen Ryan say something. What is he saying? Nah, don't delete. Wait, who was it? Oh, someone else. Did someone else talk rubbish in the chat? Because I got this up. All right, let's see. Wait, what's the deleted? Flawless, you're so dumb. Madrid have no chance of going through next week. I legit said, the only way they go through is on penalties. But again, this guy don't listen. I just said Real Madrid's the only way. Vader, did I not just say the only way I see Real Madrid going against you lot is on penalties. So does that not mean, and everybody can guess, because we're all fairly sensible and intelligent here, apart from Ryan, that I think Real Madrid have a very slim chance of going through. If I'm saying the only way they go through is on penalties.
Tight.
I never said tight that. Again, Ryan, you don't listen. They won't even get to penalties. Where in my statement did I say they get to penalties? Me saying the only way they go through is on penalties is not me saying it will go to penalties. So please explain to me where in my statement I said it will get to penalties. But again, this guy don't listen. You know what I'm saying? Don't pay attention. Don't listen. And this is why he says dumb shit like this.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as for
Rye, you're gonna be stronger after this. Trust me, you're gonna be stronger after this. Oh, damn.
But yeah, as where was we at? All right, so we got to the super chats as well. Oh yeah, there's a couple other questions before we get to Liverpool, because obviously it ties into them playing us and being in the title race as well. And this is from Dennis, who's a Real Madrid fan. So there's a question to Veto after that performance today, 1 out of 10. How confident are you of you guys retaining the Champions League?
Oh my goodness, retaining the Champions League.
That's a good question. That's,
you're skipping steps, Dennis. You're saying semifinals and you're talking about finals. I don't even know who I would see in the final. Right? That performance against Real Madrid, because of the utmost respect to your club, because again, those goals you scored, those are like UCL moments. I hate it. I hate playing you guys. And again, I'll be the first to admit, I got PTSD when we surrendered the 2-goal advantage that we happened to have when Mahrez scored and you guys came back and actually eliminated us to go on and win it against Liverpool. I'm about a six, seven, only because I don't think we can play like that against anyone else moving forward and also not being punished for it. I know it took brilliant goals, but we were sloppy even with the goals that you guys didn't score. With the chances you took, we were vulnerable, and we can't afford that. So if I got Ake, if I got KDB and Ederson, That bumps up. Those players change that score from a 6-7 to like an 8 in terms of confidence. Because if I have all those Super Saiyans back, moving forward in this semifinal and final, I'm gonna take my chances with anybody, man. Honestly, that's some of the bravado. That's some of the chest that you gain after you win a treble with those players, because you can trust them. So Dennis, I'm telling you, if I get healthy, I get past you guys. Yeah, I think like Flawless said, it's going to be, I think it's the winner. I think it's the winner of this tie.
Unfortunately, I do agree. And that this, you lot drawing that game definitely is in your favor, unfortunately.
We're bringing pride to Manchester, Flawless. The pride remains in Manchester. Live it, enjoy it.
No, absolutely not. It's horrible. And to Ryan, who says, wait, so do I not get a cut of this merch? We established this. You get a cut of the merch, Ryan. 1.6% of all profits. We discussed this. Big up to Andrew Wright for this.
That's messed up, Flawless. That setup was too smooth.
Does, man, he knows this. You know what I'm saying? His cut, you know what I'm saying, will be 1.6%, and we'll be selling the tees people at the price. You already guessed it, £16.10. You already know what it was gonna be. And shout out to him. And for all the people who are members currently, before we actually launch, if you are a member of the channel, you will get 16% off the tees. So yeah, if you are currently a member of the channel, you will get 60%.
Yo, that is crazy.
And the tees will be available in multiple colors, people. So we got black, and so it'll be black. These are the first four. So it'll be black and white, white and black, red and black, and blue and white. They will be the four color schemes. And there will be two different patterns, people. So you'll get the 16 out of 10 with the writing, and then you'll get 16/10. they will be the two designs of said t-shirts, people. It'll be available for the month. Big up to Andrew for this super chat as well. So says, so where do you rank Bob Lazy then? 20 trophies in 9 years. I'm not gonna lie to you and say like I don't know about Bob Paisley in terms of in detail what he did context wise. I know he's a great of Liverpool and won many trophies. However, I don't know who he was up against, what he won, how much he spent, but who he bought, etc., and what he was like. All these things come into play. They're all variables. Like when I look at Pep at Manchester City, what he done is incredible. I rate him highly for what he did, what he's doing right now, in particular in the Premier League. Because and this is how you not know I'm not biased. I remember the whole conversation surrounding Pep, even before, way before he was linked to Manchester City, or he went to Manchester City, even when he was at Barcelona, the conversation was, oh, he's only doing that because it's in Barcelona, because he's at Barcelona, it's in Spain, you don't play Getafe, you don't play Cadiz, you don't play Osasuna every week. That was the genuine conversation. I was like, okay. Yep.
And they love to sprinkle on, he was only doing it because he had Messi. So there's a lot on whether he can replicate it or do it again. Now, I'm going to say this with regards to Andrew Wright. It's hard to obviously talk about the managers in different eras. Where the most of the conversation kind of happens is when they talk about the Prem era. And that's why when they say the Prem era, Sir Alex Ferguson, obviously goated the standard. When they want to talk about modern football, that's where he falls into. With regards to the Prem, I agree. I think Pep needs more time. He needs a lot more time if he's going to try and chip away at that figure that is Sir Alex Ferguson. But when we talk about world, it's getting there to be a conversation, but a lot more needs to be done from Pep. He's been phenomenal, but there's longevity that comes to the mix. And I think it's close between the two.
Yeah, and what he's done is turn this into, if this was happening anywhere else, the media and everybody else would be quick to call it a farmers league, which I don't
know.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is, when Pep was doing this elsewhere, or if City was doing this elsewhere in terms of the same team winning the league year in, year out, the media and fans would be quick to call it as farmers league. But over here, they don't want to say it's a farmers league. We just the Gucci, we just the farmers league with more marketing. That's what we are. City dominate. We are. It's the Farmers League, but I use the term Farmers League because I personally don't like it or don't use it. But the Premier League is the Farmers League, but we just Gucci. We just the Farmers League on a massive budget, on a worldwide budget.
Okay.
That's what it is. Variety says I'm not accepting 1.6%. All right, 1.6%, 0.1.6. There you go. Now that's you. I got you. I got you. And yes, Dennis, there is a live stream for Lakers Warriors tonight, 3 a.m. UK time. I got you. So yeah, that's what he's done. And before Sir Alex Ferguson, we'd never seen domination. And the whole conversation was, it can't be done in the league. And not only has he come over here and done it, he's done it in his way. Yes, he's still implemented the pace and power, but he's done it from a technical aspect of keeping the ball. So yeah, I fully rate Pep. And to Andrew, who's talking about, they act like 92 doesn't exist, sleeping dragon. Here's the thing is, I can only talk from my era. When I talk greats, I can only talk from my era. I don't talk about stuff before me because I'm not knowledgeable enough on it. Like, yes, you can go back and do your research and talk to people from the era. However, if you don't live it, I don't talk about it. That's why I always say the greatest I've ever seen. Sir Alex Ferguson's the greatest manager I've ever seen. Ronaldinho's the greatest player I've ever seen. But I can't say Maradona. I can't talk about Maradona because I didn't watch him.
Yeah. Other than highlights, other than some brief moments in terms of like game coverages that have happened, but to consistently watch, we can't speak on it. And Andrew, I'm going to say this. There's absolutely no disrespect to Bob Paisley. Let me say that first and foremost. It's not about a disrespect. It's just a matter of being well-informed to have the conversation and then say one's clear of the other. We can't do that.
Yeah.
But I rate that.
I can compare Pep and Fergie because I've lived through both eras, and I can compare what they've done in achievements and how they got there and teams and who they played against, et cetera, et cetera. But Paisley...
Now, I got a question for Andrew Wright, and hopefully you're going to be more right than wrong. Now, Klopp, where does he rank amongst managers for yourself, my friend? Where does he kind of land on things? I myself think he's probably 6th, 7th best manager in the Prem era. I put him out there. He's a couple or ahead of him. But this season in particular is a tricky one. And I have to say that his legacy leaving in his final year, the last dance, the final hurrah, he's not doing himself any favors. Eric Ten Hag, I have
to. Right, get to it. Well, go on. This will be good.
For all of the Eric Ten Hag outers, I have to say thank you, Eric Ten Hag. This past weekend, Klopp got dealt with, surprisingly. Klopp wasn't able to do what he was supposed to do versus a weak, arguably very, very weak United team. At Old Trafford, you should be looking to do the damage and hold this league title. You had it firmly in your hands. You were holding on to this league title. To squander it, you're making Arteta look like a genius for parking the bus against me at the Etihad and deciding to concede 2 points to you guys and play for a draw. Now, just less than a week later, he plays against Eric Ten Hag. Everybody wants him out, says the man's a bum, says that the squad's weak. He plays against this squad and gets a draw. Now Arteta looks like a genius. Now all these Arsenal fans that said, no one wins at the Etihad, he was right to go and play for a draw. Now he looks brilliant. Klopp, what are you doing? Liverpool fans, you were talking about this league's yours. You're now tied with Arsenal.
Talk about it.
And you're tied with Arsenal. It's funny because this underdog talk is going to get emphasized more now because you dropped points. But you guys were running with the underdog talk even though you were leading 3 points ahead of City and they were still telling me that I was favorites to win it. Now I'm only 1 point off. I'm only 1 point off of you and I look horrible. I got injuries, and I look so inconsistent with my gameplay. I'm surrendering goals easily. Aston Villa is scoring against me. Crystal Palace is scoring against me. Teams that choose to play offensively, teams that choose to attack score against me. Teams that choose to play defensive, they leave my play 0-0, 0-0. Now, Liverpool, if all you do is win a Carabao Cup this season, this Klopp legacy is in the bin. This Klopp legacy is trashed. A decade and one league title? That's okay. Listen, I'm not crashing it on you Liverpool fans. For those of you listening on Spotify and you can't see my expression, I'm calm with it. I'm expressive, yes, but I'm calm with it. You guys need to pray every day. Be on your knees and pray for Klopp to do more then win this Carabao Cup. And at the very least, pray that he does not finish behind Arteta, because that is the biggest problem. Let me get a sip of water because this is...
Yeah, man, this is... Yeah, you cooking right now.
This is something I need to speak on.
Talk about it, man. Floor is yours.
You bum Liverpool rival fans. You're so quick to want to talk about the 115. Oh, City and their charges. We would have won more had it not been for the 115, had it not been for cheating City. Okay. Well, why is your manager finishing behind not just City? Why is your manager finishing behind a rookie novice, Arteta? Last season, you finished behind him. And before that, you finished behind Ollie. Thank you. So it's not about just finishing. City weren't your problem. City wasn't the club that prevented your manager from doing what he did. Your manager's been screwing up for time. And if he does it again on the last dance, the last hurrah, the farewell, the final lap, if he does it again, I don't want to hear any talk about Klopp being compared to anybody like Pep. If you do it again, it's disrespectful. There's no comparison. There's the reason why your manager decides to say he wants a smaller squad. You think it's by choice? No, he's not trusted to spend that money. Because when he came into the club, he didn't want Salah. All you Liverpool fans know this. Salah almost did not come to your club because of Klopp's vision. So why are they going to trust the checkbook and give it to him? You know why my manager gets it? My manager has an excellent credit rating. Black card as soon as he stood on the grounds. No, we trust your credit rating, Pep. Go out, get what you need. We know you're going to deliver on it. We know you'll pay the balance. Klopp never got it because his credit rating's trash. They don't believe that he's going to deliver on it. So they're not going to trust him with buying more. They're not going to trust him with squad or with the talent, because he's proven that he can't deliver on it. And in this final year, yeah, he could deal with the kids. You know why? Because there's no pressure. Because it's all vibes. Do not finish behind. You can finish behind City. There's no disrespect there. It's actually accepted. You're always the underdogs. Your manager came in as the underdogs. Your manager came in and said, I'm going to make doubters to believers. Yeah, believers that you can kind of win, but never to be like, we are going to be the best. That wasn't your manager's goal. Never been your manager's
goal. He was going to change.
Never.
To believers. That we can kind of win, but not ever be the best. Yo, that is a lovely shot. That is a lovely counter.
That's how the man moved. That's how the man's moved. And also, your manager chose to go to Liverpool. And I've said this before. He chose to go to Liverpool, glorious, well-historied club. Is that really difficult? The league would never let Liverpool fail. Never. Always be Liverpool would always be media darlings. He didn't go.
Oh, yeah, the media difficult. Darlings. They failed, but they are always media darlings. That is facts. That
100%. Is facts. They got plants all over the place. ESPN, Sky Sports, Talk Sports. There's always some Liverpool pundit. Everywhere I go. You were never going to fail. Klopp didn't go to somewhere difficult. He went to an established, they want to tell me institutional. It's an institution. Well, how difficult is that? Imagine a manager going to a club that's never won a UCL before. Imagine a manager that's gone to a club that doesn't have the numerous league titles. Listen, when you want to talk about projects, when you want to talk about putting a legacy on the line, go to a club that hasn't done it before. And for all of you fans that want to talk about City fans being plastic, or City being a plastic club and a fraudulent club and just happened to win the lottery. Well, if you became a fan when your team had already racked up UCLs, who's the plastic? If you're coming to your club and the most brilliant moment for you was when you watched them in Champions League, what's that saying? When other fans have joined their club because of the potential, of the chance of winning a Prem. Different. So let's relax with this whole comparison on who's plastic, who's glory hunters. When you do your research and you're like, yeah, oh, I fell in love with this club because I saw them Champions League. Imagine falling in a club when they were playing in the Prem or just got promoted up. Imagine that difference. Mm-hmm. Now, let me go back to this game. I'm back in it, Wallace. I'm 1 point off top. Yeah. Yo, respect to Erik ten Hag, respect to United. I hate y'all, but respect to what you did on the weekend. Flawless. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. For all the days where you want to crash on Erik ten Hag, for all the days where you're like, bum, I want you out of my club. Not against Liverpool. You have to be like, listen.
Let me ask you. Did you watch the game?
Of course I watched the game.
Did you watch the game?
Yes, okay. I did. Right, I watched the game.
I believe the game. So you understand, obviously, you're looking at it from a complete different perspective from I am, which I will get to in a second, but carry on.
I'm going to say this. Yes, you can be critical. Yes, you can point out where things should have been cleaned up, where he kind of missed an opportunity, where game management could have probably played in. But there's also the manager and there's the players. I think the players made several mistakes on why that game came back, right? And really, it was an unfortunate slide tackle. I don't believe there was enough there for it to have been a pen, but I understand in the moment on why the referee called it a pen.
This guy's so slick.
In closer contact, I would not have called that a pen. When you go to the VAR, to the eye in the sky.
And the thing is, Vail, I agree with you in regards to it not being a pen. I don't think it was a penalty. However, silly tackle, stupid tackle to make, terrible decision making. One of the things I have banged on about all season when it comes to this manager, this team, and individuals, we make so many bad decisions on the ball, off the ball, and it's basic decisions we get wrong, and we don't do the basics right. My only aim going into that game, I said it in the build up to the game, for the first time ever, it's not we must beat Liverpool at Old Trafford. That's always been on my mind. It was, don't lose. We are here solely to spoil the party. We was pulling up to the party I keep saying this, not to dance with no gyal, not to draw no 16 out of 10 things, not to get no drink, not to, you know what I'm saying, to be here on a good time. We are there to make sure the party gets locked off. We are there to cause a ruckus. We are there to cause an issue. We are there to make sure the police get called to the scene and the party gets locked off for everybody. We did that.
Okay.
That is the only positive from a Manchester United perspective out of that game is the result, that we got a decent result. Adding that, Kamba Waller, actually, he played well. He's been good all season pretty much as well. Other than that, horrendous performance. Disgusting performance. Absolute zero shots on target in the first half. No. Scratch that. Zero shot. No, Vato. Zero shots in the first half. No shots in the first half.
Zero shots. I understand it. Listen, I've had games like that as well. I had a very poor game against Aston Villa away. Unmistakably.
Here's the difference. That's a one-off. You lot have a bad game. It's a one-off for you lot. For me, it's everyday life. Every week we play, it's terrible games. We perform like that. Because you know what? We are not learning from mistakes. We conceded late to Liverpool. Few days before that, we conceded two late goals to Chelsea. Just before that, we conceded a late goal to Brentford. So you know what that means, people? We are not learning from our mistakes. We are not trying to rectify our mistakes. We are not on the training pitch trying to stop these things from happening consistently. What did we play? Brentford on the... Was Brentford the Thursday? Who was it? No, Brentford was... Was Brentford a Sunday or Saturday, people? Then Chelsea was a Thursday, and then Liverpool was a Sunday. So in the space of, 7 days, we've made the same mistake three times. Four times, technically, because we conceded two to Chelsea. I don't know if you caught that, but just us conceding late goals consistently.
I've seen the late goals.
Too late to Chelsea.
I've seen the late goals.
And later. So that means we're not learning. But yeah, okay, it's a great result. I get that. It's a great result for you.
Amazing result. And some of it falls on the players. I mean, again, the Chelsea game, low.
Don't get mistaken. I mostly blame the players for the Brentford game, the Chelsea game, and the Liverpool game. That doesn't mean the manager's blameless, but do I proportion more of the blame on the players? Absolutely, against Liverpool, and you're not applying yourself. You're not putting effort. Where to my guy Eddie, you're not out there running laps. What are we doing here?
I hear it.
Liverpool had an off day. If we was on it, like we was on it against them in the FA Cup, we beat them in that game. I wouldn't go as far to say they were there for the taking, but we beat them. And we allowed them to get a draw because their finishing was woeful. Don't get mistaken, people. Liverpool should have won the game. Like, people want to talk about bottlers. They bottled that. That's not on us. Because the reason why I hate the term bottle when it comes to Manchester United, because that implies that it's just a mentality thing. And our skill set and our physical attributes are there. We have none of the above, ladies and gentlemen. Just to clarify, at Manchester United, the physicality is not there. We are one of the most non-athletic sides I've ever seen. It's like having a bunch of 11 of me out there. I was saying, technically, we're off just in general. We are absolutely woeful. I don't know what we do well. And mentality stinks as well in regards to just teamwork and work rate and not applying yourself and effort, asking professional athletes to run. Outrageous.
I'm going to say this. Flawless. Come on, man. I get Liverpool and the quality that they had and what and how well they typically play. But the same way I've noticed City going away to Anfield and it being like, my players aren't kind of playing to form. What's going on? They're being inconsistent. Is like also now Liverpool going to Old Trafford. There's some type of voodoo when they go to Old Trafford. It's weird. You guys have got – Klopp has not won against Erik ten Hag this season, if I'm correct.
Yeah, and that's terrible on their part. That they haven't beat us.
Now, Flawless, come on. We gotta say a little bit on them, and we gotta say Erik ten Hag is kind of, he knows a few things that he wants to do against Liverpool.
I give him credit for the first two. In particular, the FA Cup game. But this one, not a chance, because the performances in those two, even if we lose them games, are acceptable performances. There's a way to lose. That performance against them on the weekend.
Hear me out. The first half, you're telling me there were no shots on target. Okay.
No, we had no shot. Game, No, Vader.
You had no shots
in the first half.
You had no shot. So I don't even know what Liverpool stats were in the first half. I don't know.
Oh, they had like maybe 15 shots in the first half, I think, something like that. 10 to 15.
So you had no shots in the first half. You ended that game with 9 shots taken, 5 on target. Liverpool ended that game with 7 shots on target the entire game. So even though that they were peppering shots, and we all play FIFA or FC 24, you know, sometimes you're just taking shots, but they're not quality. They took 28 shots, only 7 were on target.
Yeah, and that's poor.
You took 9 all in the second half.
Yeah,
5 were on target. Now, they did create a lot. They did create a lot. Mm. But listen, there's times to crash it on Eric Ten Hag. And for me, obviously, as a City fan,
yeah, you look at it from a City perspective. I get that because we got the draw.
Listen,
I get that.
Eric Ten Hag staying. If again, it'd mean more if Klopp was leaving, right? If Klopp wasn't leaving, the man is leaving, so it's a little different. If I knew that he was staying, I'm saying Eric Ten Hag, you need to stay here, man. You ain't losing to Klopp. Look at what you're doing this season. Whether it's a cup run, whether it's in league play, you ain't leaving. Taking points off Liverpool? Hey, I'll take that all day. Listen.
To anybody who's in the chat, notice how rival, and I keep saying this, notice how rival fans talk about your manager and your captain and your players and your team and your squad. Just to clarify that. Go on, carry on, Vale. Notice how they want him to stay.
I want him to stay because of what he's doing versus Klopp. And again, also
the games versus... And also what he's doing for Manchester United.
I think he'll fix it up. You guys healthy, a couple more signings.
He'll fix it up. You can't even say that with a straight face.
No, look, you made me laugh. You made me laugh.
He'll do what?
You can't even say that shit
with a straight face.
If he gets
a couple more signings,
I'm
gonna kick my feet.
Listen, Spotify. Those of you listening on Spotify, Flawless made me laugh. The laugh you're hearing is because of Flawless. Now,
my fault.
Eric Ten Hag can kind of fix up, get the athletes that you mentioned because your midfield, you don't quite have the bodies. I think it really want to talk
wait,
about.
Just stop you right there. You said, wait. Yeah. You said the athletes that he wants. All right. So in our midfield, who has he not signed or co-signed?
Okay, well...
don't worry, I'll wait.
Mason is a signing.
So Mason's... Right? So that's one. So Mason's Ten Hag's guy.
Injury plagued them this season. Injury plagued them this season. Yeah. He came up brilliant in the Chelsea game. It should have been a draw.
We're talking about Brentford.
It was Brentford.
So he signed Mason Mount, so that's one. Go on, carry him.
Brought up Maino in terms of giving the Maino young kid
two,
a shot.
His guy, too. Go on.
All right. You're telling me that Casemiro was his. I thought Casemiro was
signed. Casemiro's his signing, so that's 3. You co-signed that. You're not a puppet. He signed him, so that's 3.
Casemiro came in. He co-signed it. Mount, Casemiro was, I think, Maino, like a Band-Aid fix. So that's a little 3. Band-Aid fix.
Okay. Go on, the rest of the midfielders.
Now, who he signed to bring in?
No, I said who he signed or co-signed. Who's there right now in our midfield options that he signed and co-signed? We're just going through it. So we got 3. Who's the rest?
I believe those are the only ones in the midfield. We got Anthony out on the wing.
No. We're just talking midfield because you mentioned the lack of athleticism in the midfield. So we're talking about that's an area he has addressed. So he signed the players for.
So he'll go. What I'm saying is he'll go out and get more.
Right, well, he's went out and got these lot who to what you're saying aren't athletic. Because he signed Maino, he brought through. Maino is athletic. That Casemiro to an extent. Mount is not. That's his signing. Who else is in there? Amrabat is not. That's his signing. Bruno, who he made captain, co-signed. McTominay, who you decided to play and give a new. I think he's not got a new contract. But you decided to play.
I'm not letting you do this, Flawless. No. Athleticism. I agree.
He's
co-signed some players that aren't athletic, but they, in terms of their overall profile, they have done what he wants, but not to the degree that many United fans want. But athleticism, he needs to go out and get more. Now, I just want to talk about the key signings or key players that he's co-signed.
No. So who has he signed in our midfield that is athletic?
He hasn't.
How many players has he signed or co-signed in there? Yeah, but how much more do we give him? Because he's signed 3 or 4 players in that role? He's bought more for that role than anywhere else. He's bought more midfielders to this club than anywhere else.
So this is where
he signed Casemiro.
Yeah.
He signed Mason Mount. He signed Amrabat. He signed Christian Eriksen. He made Bruno the captain. So that's five. That's five players you've co-signed there. So okay, you know what that tells me? You don't want athleticism in your midfield because you've signed.
Nah. That tells me that his...
that's like your Don is on Tinder, and he keeps swiping the other way. I don't know if it's left or right. Cause I haven't been on Tinder in years. He's swiping. That's why you're laughing, because you know where I'm going with this. And he keeps swiping left on all the chicks that I don't know are from a certain area of a certain race. Now you don't want that. Because you don't swipe right. Every time you say, well, use mixed race, girl. Every time he sees a light-skinned chick, he's done with lighties. I've got a Don who's like this. He's done with lighties. Every time he sees a light, he keeps swiping the other way. And you're telling him, oh, man, nah, he likes lighties. Well, how come he just don't engage with them? He does not want athleticism in his midfield. Oh, you even forgot about Eriksen.
I remember Eriksen, but this is where I'm getting at, Flawless. And you think you got me cornered a little bit, but this is the angle I'm coming at. This is what I'm trying to say.
Go on, you land.
He only needs to be giving skill set profiles to those deciding on the athletes, those deciding on the players. He should not be making the player decisions, which, from what I understand, United have recognized. And year one, new to the club, had a little too much power, did his thing, got you guys the Carabao, and you guys were challenging the FA, you propped everything up, you guys were back in Champions League. That power, that responsibility needs to be taken away. The same way Liverpool fans recognize this. Klopp, no. You ain't making player decisions. You tell us a profile, we'll go out and get it. I think that's where Erik ten Hag needs to come to next season, third season. He does not make any player decisions. He says, this is the profile I want. Here's the skill set. I need them to be able to do this, that, and that. You guys go and get them. Now, I want Erik ten Hag to remain here, not because of what it does to United. No, Flawless. I'm not doing that.
Did you want Fergie to stay? When Fergie was here, did you want him to stay?
I knew it was time to go. The only reason why I knew it was time to go is because we had won it. You guys had won it. And then it was time for him to be like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. So I recognize how long his career was. And I don't think of all managers, he was smart. He knew it was time to go. I wanted Wenger to remain. I'll be honest with you.
I wish he was still there now. Of course.
Oh, man. Listen.
Yeah. Same way I wish Mark Hughes was still at your club. Right, yeah, man. The same way I wish Mark Hughes was still at your club.
Oh, my gosh. Mark Hughes. I still wish how
Liverpool had Roy Hodgson. I'm just honest about it.
Now, so Flawless, I'm being real with you. I want Erik ten Hag because of what he's been doing to Liverpool, right? Liverpool, he's been a thorn. He's been a thorn for them. Listen, they were all ready to talk about this league's hours. We're not slipping up. Look at what Klopp is doing with the kids. Pep's never going to catch up. Do you realize there's 40 days left? 40 days left before I enjoy this. For those of you listening on Spotify, I got a nice cigar up, and I went and acquired it the day I heard Klopp announce that he's no longer going to be coaching, managing at Liverpool at the end of the season. So at the end of the season is literally 40 days from now. This is going to be enjoyed. And I have to give respect when it's due, Flawless. Erik ten Hag did the business against Klopp three times this season. Three times.
Klopp is a very good manager. I give him twice. The one, no. The first one at Anfield, even though it was on accident, the team he had to pick. Yeah.
The man said on accident.
The team was an accident, because when you look at them, the only midfield he could have played is what he played, because Bruno was suspended and everybody else was injured. So the only midfield he could have played was McTominay, Amrabat.
Yeah, but he had to give them instructions. He had to give that midfield instructions.
All right, if me or you was managing, that's how that midfield would have played. McTominay would have run around, Maino would have been of a certain quality, and Amrabat's going to always work hard, because that's just Amrabat's skill set. The centre-backs was Varane and Johnny Evans. They can coach themselves. How much experience do those two have as centre-back pairing have? How many trophies between the two of them? That's super experience. Then you've got it wasn't Luke Shaw. Who was that right back? Then it was Dalot, who again is always going to try hard and always going to put in effort and apply himself. And then the left back, I think, was it? I can't remember. We played left back. And then you got Onana and Ringo. So we went there.
Him playing Wabasaki at left back, that's surprising. And I got to give him respect on that one. Him putting Wabasaka at left back.
It didn't work out against Liverpool, but that game, I think, was it Shaw we played left back? I can't remember the way at Anfield. The FA Cup game, I give him credit for too, because his subs worked.
And his I rate you for that. I know you want the man out, but also you've been fair.
The rare occasion that he does, you know what I'm saying? The 16, 10 times that he does, you know what I'm saying? On very, very rare occasions, I will give him credit when he does certain well, it's rare, but not for that game, because right. that performance was horrible. But Anfield away, the FA Cup game, hey, you did well, because his subs worked. And I've done that before. Like when I've cursed out his subs and then his subs have gone on to work, I'm like, Fez. But more often than not, his substitutions don't work. But you lot continue to run up the likes, hit the subscribe button as well. And to Bejudu says, this is hilarious. Let me get to this. Because you got to understand, Vader's very slick with his shots. That's what it is. So that's why in regards to, let me see. Hold up. So I had to get to this comment. Big up Beijing Pupsy says, wait, aren't they supposed to be nosy neighbors and rivals? This seems like Vader will hit you and you don't even realize he's hit you until afterwards. Until the conversation's continuing on. He's like, right, he's dissed my team, but because it was just so slickly said, you don't realize it until you're like, hold up, that's a shot. Vader's very, and the thing is, you know how I know this? Because I'm very good at it too. So that's why you don't see me and Vader on here arguing, because it's like, Vader will say something like, and that's why I'd be laughing like when he'd be talking about Liverpool or I'd be talking about Arsenal, because you lot don't catch it in the chat a lot of the time. I do. That's why I'd be busting up at certain shit, because I'd be paying attention. This is why you hear me shut up and not say anything at times. That's what it is. Hey, listen, no, but I don't see Vader my guy as well. So that adds into it.
Flawless has been flawless on two particular shows. When he's on a panel show with other rivals, like it's 1v3. I enjoy this. Honestly, like your show, fantastic. I like how you interact with your, even when you got the Mendem or you got the different panels, I'm always listening, because the information is where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I didn't know that. Or I like that perspective. But when I want to tune into like battle rap Flawless, when I want to tune into Killer Flawless, when he's on these other shows featuring against 1v3 panels, that's the Flawless that I really enjoy. Because listen, you can freestyle with the best of them, because I've seen you react to something said or a comment made. But then when Flawless shows up, and you know he's got his book of rhymes. I say book of rhymes, but it's like what he's already kind of prepared on how he's going to attack. When you go in on those Liverpool fans, it is a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece. And I like how you kind of take your time with it. And this is when you talk about game, recognized game. I see the subtle jabs. And then I also see the jabs where you're just like, you say it. And I don't know if you pick it up. Those of you listening on Spotify, you need to tune in. Look at Flawless's eyes. He knows he's just killed them, and he's watching their reaction. Please tune in whenever you see a notification and Flawless is on a show. Watch when he drops a killer line and watch his eyes, because he's looking. He's looking to see whether that person is shook, whether they're wobbled, whether they're stunned. It's absolutely brilliant. So,
because it's like people.
So I love all that.
Because what it is people, I'm like, when I do that, it's all right. Are you going to continue with your lie, or are you just going to say you caught me? Like, that's where I'm at. Like, if I make a point and then you make a great counterpoint, or somebody else does, which happens all the time, people. It's not like I don't get caught, like not caught out, but I don't lose debates or be like, I see that as a fair point. When I get caught out, I hold my hands up and go, you know what? You're actually right. Like, even when I give you like a prime example, when we was on the Yardman show to be Liverpool, and we were talking about Liverpool, obviously with myself, Lex and Kaneki, and we were talking about Klopp's destinations potentially after Liverpool once he comes back.
Yeah.
And then I said, did I say Barca? Yeah, I think I said Barcelona at first. And then Lex and Kaneki were like, nah, he don't suit Barcelona. I was like, yeah, he does. And he was like, no, not the way they play. It was like more Real Madrid. And I was like, you know what? What others would do is double down and go, nah. But then when I actually thought about what they were saying, I was like, no, Real Madrid, as of right now, and how they are as a club and the way they play suits Klopp more than a Barcelona. So I was like, that's it. But a lot of people will double down in this space because they don't want to be wrong. No, why are we being wrong? It's going to happen. That's how you learn. How you take things on board.
I would love for him to go to Real Madrid. I would love it. You know what that also negates? that also negates this whole nonsense about Klopp saying I don't want to be the best. I want to go to the biggest club. All that's nonsense and PR. All of you that soaked all that up. He's just talking out of his. He said all kind of nonsense. I don't want to spend big. I'll never spend 100 million on a player. Yeah, just for a season later to change his mind. Oh, I never want to just buy. Yeah, and then he does it a couple seasons later. If he says he never wanted to be the biggest or best club and goes to Real Madrid, all you Liverpool fans who defended this guy to the tilt, you're in the mud again. Now, I'm counting down the days. There are 40 days left. It's going to be some exciting. Corrected. I'm sitting corrected right now. Flawless said I'm within the content creating group. I respect that. It is going to be some amazing content creation next season with whoever Liverpool fans get as a manager. I can already hear the screams, the meltdowns, the disappointment, because there is no going up after Klopp. There is none. Not year one. Not year two. Maybe in that third year. Let me see what you Liverpool fans have been built. How you're built. How you can deal with all of this. You've been living nice. You've been living nice under Klopp. And let's see what you guys can do with a new manager. And listen, you can try to say, Vader, you need to relax. Pep's not going to be there forever. No, Pep's not going to be there forever. But I'm looking at a season, next season, that's going to be Pep with no Klopp in it. Are you telling me right now my biggest challenger is going to be Arteta? I don't know the rumors related to United and who they're going to acquire. I don't know the rumors with regards to Chelsea and who they may acquire. A lot of people are seeing Southgate. You think Pep and City fans are going to be scared of Southgate coming to the league?
Yeah, we ain't getting Southgate. Not Kyron.
Hey, you better hope you ain't getting Southgate.
Yeah, to hear you on the first show we do once he gets appointed. Oh, Southgate, I can see it, man. He's not a bad appointment. Look at what he did with England and England's greatest ever manager. And yo, we got to a semi-final and a final with England and blah, blah.
Hey, I mean, his international experience, you know.
Here we go. Yeah, I've read the playbook. I know. You know what I'm saying? I can see how Milo for all this rubbish.
Bless as always. Now, I know you got to set up because you got another show, so I'm gonna ask you this real quick.
Yeah, cool. No stress.
Are you impressed with Arsenal and them getting past this second leg? Because I'm going to say this. I predicted that they were going to handle Bayern Munich for a couple reasons. Tuchel lost that dressing room. Tuchel's been bummy all season in that Bundesliga. He is 16 or 14 points off top to Leverkusen. Unacceptable. Bayern, again, institution. They should be winning that league. That is the definition. When you open up the football dictionary and you look up Farmers League, the picture that you see is Bayern Munich and the Bundesliga. So the fact that he's losing that is absolutely mad. Now, 14, 16 points off top. He just recently lost to a 10th-ranked Heidenheim, who has -8 goal differential before they played against Arsenal just now in the Champions League. I thought they would slap them. I thought they would slap them.
I expected them to be there too. I expected. Carry on.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to defer because I expected them to slap them for that reason, as well as Bayern traveled with no fans. Their fans were dumb enough to throw flares in their last Champions League game. UEFA said, listen, you're punished. You to the Emirates. No fans are traveling. They just drew against a Bayern Munich team that had no fans in the stands. I don't know what that's now going to mean with them going to an Allianz Arena, which will now have the backing of their fans, and they're going to have to deal with that case. I know there's a lot of PTSD. The men's that you deal with on the Arsenal side, the fan base, they're scarred. They've got lashes. They've got, like, bullet wounds, knife wounds. They're all cut up from how they've been dealt with from Bayern in the past. I don't know what it means to them, but I'm going to ask you, do you see them coming out of this tie?
No, because I said it.
Going to the Allianz.
I said it at the start of the show. No. I've switched in regards to my prediction before both of these first legs. I had Real Madrid. I had Arsenal. Now after these first two legs, I now have Manchester City and I now have Bayern Munich. I expected Arsenal to be much better. I expected them to win this game not being comfortable, but I expected them to win the game with an element of control because of how bad Bayern have been. Yeah, go on.
Now, let me ask you, is it because of how the players performed or how the teams were set up? Like, are you looking at Arsenal players and be like, oh, you didn't level up for this Champions League, you didn't play to your level? Or you're like, Tuchel, Bayern, they're set up to actually get a result for you, and that's why you're giving the nod to Bayern? Yeah,
because everything going into the game was in Arsenal's favor. Confidence, form, Tuchel's leaving. Like, Arteta's in the ascendancy type of thing. Then when you look at players' form, team form, and it's at Emirates, Bayern Munich, no fans. What is in Bayern Munich's favour apart from Champions League experience? And that's huge. I'm not discounting that, people. What I'm saying is, minus that one thing, what else? Someone tell me before the game, what else was in Bayern Munich's favour leading to that? Everything was in Arsenal's favour, minus Bayern Munich experience. Bear in mind, the best thing about Arsenal is them from a defensive standpoint, and that's what I thought would carry them through this tie.
Gotcha.
Because I don't rate their attack like that, but one thing I do rate very, very much is defensive, because defensively they have been very good, and the goals
were they sloppy in defense,
very sloppy. Yeah. Mistakes for both goals. Yeah. Sloppy, very, very sloppy.
Who the mistakes fall to?
It was. Oh, I'll have to double. You know what? I need to watch them back again. But Saliba gave away.
I'm going to watch it later on tonight.
Yeah, but Gabriel was poor. Jorginho not tracking. And in regards to Jay, he says, look how they struggled with Porto. They just got Bayern penalties. The problem with them in the Porto tie was their attack. Defensively, they were fine against Porto. Porto had one shot on target, I think, in the game in Portugal. Two shots on target, I think. And even in the away, like, how many shots did they have on target? Yeah. First goal was Raya and Gabriel mistake, and then Saliba gave away a penalty. And that's not what you expect from Arsenal. Oh, yeah, we eating with that. Yeah. Tony, for those that are asking, the United Arsenal show's Thursday. So we'll get Tony's thoughts. Because I've been hearing
I'll be in the comments. I will be in the comments. Tony, you're getting cooked. I know. I already know how Flawless is going to move. You're getting cooked. And I'm going to be in the comments to enjoy that.
Make sure you are in the comments. Beijing says, nervy and sloppy. Maybe you could say that, because I didn't. Maybe. Like, but I don't like just saying, oh, when they have a bad game, it was just nerves and sloppiness. But it could have played a potential, because they haven't looked like that all season long. And don't get mistaken, it's not like Bayern were great in attack. They weren't phenomenal in attack. It's not like Kane was exceptional. Sané was awful. Gnabry wasn't good. Coleman got on the pitch and wasn't good. Musiala had a quiet game. So it's not like they're attacking play. In the chat, let me know if you lot disagree with me. I don't think anybody from an offensive standpoint had a great game for Bayern. What I would say is, I don't think anybody from Bayern overall, I would say, was fantastic like that. Like, oh my God, what a game they had. And Bayern managed to come up to your place, not be at their best, and get a draw. That's very telling. That Bayern Munich were not at their best and managed to get a draw at your place. Now, if it was at the Allianz, different conversation. They ain't built for the pressure. They played the occasion flawless. I hear you, Jay. But this is what I've been talking about with Arsenal, when people are like, oh, why are you so... Ryan's not... He's not even here, the joke, man. Why are you so confident in saying that Arsenal won't win anything major? Why are you so confident in saying that? Because this has just been Arsenal. And I don't think...
This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, go on, Van. Go on.
This is what I'm going to say, because unfortunately, in respect for the show, I appreciate being on.
Every week, you already know.
This is what I'm paying really close attention to. And I know you guys listening on Spotify, you can't see my facial expression, but it's intense. I'm studying. I'm looking. Arsenal just played Bayern Munich. They're now playing. They're playing on Sunday. They're playing Aston Villa at home. Aston Villa have something to play for. That's going to be a tough game. And then they play 3 days later. They're traveling and playing at Allianz in Bayern. I'm paying close attention to the Aston Villa game, the Bayern game. And obviously, we're going to talk after on next Tuesday, because that'll be after the Aston Villa game. We'll see whether things have switched up then. But they play Sunday, Wednesday, and then they play Wolves away. I'm looking at those games. I'm 1 point off top. Obviously, I got to handle my business. I'm 1 point off top. Don't slip up, Arsenal. Don't slip up.
You know they're going to slip.
This title is mine if you all lose it.
Don't do that. You don't respect them, man. You still fear Liverpool, man.
I, I respect Arsenal. I respect them. I mean, they got my former assistant manager.
In regards to a legitimate threat, who do you have finishing second in the league behind you, lot?
I got Liverpool finishing second. I do.
Exactly. Because... Hey, people, how did I know that?
But it's not a disrespect thing, though. It's not a disrespect thing.
No, it's not a disrespect. It's just a lack of respect because you don't see them as a legitimate threat. Liverpool have actually beat you lot to some. These lot haven't.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah,
And you did everything in your power last season to give them the league title and they still can't get over the line.
I did.
You did everything in your power. Pep was messing around with formations, messing around with individuals. They were top of the league for 92%, and you lot still beat them. There ain't no respect there.
93%.
That's like being in a boxing match, 12 rounds, and for 5 rounds, someone is whooping your ass, and then you win the next 7 clear. You're like, damn, you really just gave... I could have done no more. I was horrible in the first 5 rounds. All you had to do was make 6 and 7 competitive and you win this bout comfortably, and you couldn't do that. But people act like that didn't happen. And now the same people talking about Arsenal in a certain manner, we're talking about them last season. I'm like, did you not just watch this on repeat? Are Arsenal better than I expected and better than general consensus? Yes. Also, is Arteta? Yes. But will they still fall short? Yes. Because Arteta and their team's not it. You going into Champions League quarterfinals with Kai Havertz up top. Show's over. Draw the curtains. You ain't winning no Champions League with him and up top. And what did he do today? Kai Havertz this, Kai Havertz that. What did he do today? But we ain't even talking about it because we expect him to be poor.
It's true.
But Vega, let him know what we got coming up and where you can find. But we'll talk all about this on the United Arsenal show and back again and stuff like that. There's all this Kai Havertz this, Kai Havertz that. And you can't move to Eric Dyer. But hey, we move.
I will be tuned in for all of it. Flawless, much appreciated. Listen, I'm gonna have a show tomorrow. It's gonna be 9 a.m. my time. So add 5 hours to that. That's when you can catch this show. I'm gonna go through all of these topics right here. I'm gonna run that through. I'm gonna talk about how we dealt with things, and I didn't even speak on it. But the performance from Phil Foden, I said brilliant performance. But listen, this guy was man of the match. Phil Foden was man of the match. For those of you listening, not watching, you're missing. You're missing out. I have a graphic on screen. I'm showing Foden. I'm showing the whole squad of Real Madrid. This man, Phil Foden, was the man of the match with that stacked squad at Real Madrid. I'm going to speak on that tomorrow, 9 a.m. my time. It is 8:47 my time out here in Toronto. I'm going to put my princess and my prince to bed. I'm going to check out the rest of Flawless Sarcasm TV and see the content that man's created. Please subscribe and continue to like what he has to do. And Flawless, bless as always, man.
Love, man. Vader, every single time. You lot, make sure you subscribe to Vader's channel, please. The link is in the title. Link. So click the link. It opens up a new tab. Road to 1K for you, right, Vader? Is it road to 1K?
Yep. Road to 1K. Let me get there. 1K,
you go get there, man. You go get there 100%. Link's also underneath in the description on this live stream and all the others on the channel. Also on the featured channel page as well. So no excuse. Hey, Vader, man. Every week you already know, man. I definitely catch up with you. We'll pattern it next week because actually... Let me see. I got this written down. Hold up. Let me see. Yeah, we'll pattern it. We'll probably run next week Thursday if you're about. We'll make that work.
Because that'll be post Champions League. Yeah.
Yeah. Because buying that, obviously, you lot are next week Wednesday, and I gotta get the Arsenal lot on that Wednesday still. And then it makes sense to get you on after the Real Madrid game as well. But we're gonna get to the both, so we'll see. But hey, big up every time, Vader, man. My done.
All right, man. Bless. Take care.
Bless up, yeah. Shout out to Vader. Make sure link is in the title for his channel. Make sure you support. My hair really looking super Saiyan-ish, man. For real, for real. Let's see what else Andrew's saying. Big up for the super chats, Andrew. Says Klopp is a bottler. He's not gonna like it, I'm guessing. Bottled 3 titles to Rafa. It's going to lie. Klopp is a bottler. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. Bottled 3 titles, Rafa would have won more. Very poor from him. I rank him lower than Rafa. Damn. He also goes on to say, Klopp fell off when he kicked out of Edwards for power. Hey, fairs, Andrew. You know what I'm saying? Big, 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 big statements, man. Big statements. And we have hit 50 likes. Like check 1212. Let's continue to run up the likes. We'll be redirecting to the gaming channel. I don't know if the gang are even in the building, though. The gang even in the building. Oh, the gang are in the building. So we will be redirecting over there extremely shortly. Eli, if you're about, still pull up. Sheik, if you're about, pull up as well. I put messages in both group chats anyway, but yeah, I suppose I should share it and go live on there. Final few questions though, people, and don't forget, Vader's referenced it a few times. We are available on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc., people. So wherever you listen to podcasts, so Spotify, please, five star us, leave us a review. Same with iTunes, Apple Podcasts, same with SoundCloud as well. Well, let's see. Yeah, Sheik, you did. You called it. You said a draw. Hey, Sané was better. Yeah, they do better. But like I said, I've changed my mind on both ties. I hope I'm wrong on one. Of course, I'm not wrong on the other. Run me by in Real Madrid. But I just don't see Real Madrid knocking out City at the Etihad. I don't see Arsenal going away to Bayern and doing the business. I don't see them going there and winning. I don't. Thoughts on the Gabriel and Saka situation in regards to what? You know what I'm saying? In regards to what? No way. Lakers looking done out here. AD and LeBron questionable. That's crazy. No stress, man. You know what I'm saying, Sheik? You with the babes. I hear you. If AD, you'll still get to watch along regardless, people. LA Lakers, Golden State Warriors. That'll be live on the playback in just over an hour from now as well. And yes, I agree with this AAK as well. Bayern had no fans today. It's mad that Arsenal couldn't get the win at home. It seems long for them now at the Allianz. That is true. So yeah, not only be running over to Pro Club Sarcasm City TV Gaming, make sure you hit the like button and subscribe. Also, as well, obviously Lakers Warriors over on the playback, like I mentioned. And then tomorrow, all you've got is the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. As I'm running around, one, I need to go shopping. I need to go food shopping, number one. Number two, I'm literally still trying to sort out the merch for you lot. So 16 out of 10 merch will be available for pre-orders at least. At least I might even run pre-orders for a whole, you know what, that's what I might do from when I launch the site, run pre-orders and then actually launch it in regards to the on the 16th, which is next week Tuesday. I may just do that, do pre-orders, and then the 16th is when like everything will be like launched properly, like with the video and da-da-da and everything like that. Yeah. Real Madrid have never won at Etihad. Yeah, how many times they've been there? Well, I hear you. But anyways, let me actually share this so we can go live on the gaming channel. That would be a big help. But yeah, 16 out of 10 merch will be landing, people. And if you're unaware of what the 16 out of 10 is, hey, I got you, lot. Just to clarify.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. Yo, he rarely tried it. Run pre-orders for 16 to 10 days. Maybe a shout out. Maybe a shout still. Shout out to Ryan, though, man, for that clip. And like I said, you lot, I'll run it. Once it launches, I'll run it for a month. And then if it goes well, I might run it again. You may get some Sarcasm City TV merch, some other stuff as well. I'm working, people, constantly. You lot already know what time it is, man. Constantly. All right, let's see what's else. Has this even gone live? Or do I have to refresh? See, this is where I need a clone. I usually have my clone on the other laptop setting this up. But we keep the show on the road. I just got a notification there. My phone just went off. All right, let's go. Send you lot over there to clubs. You lot cracking up. Man, I said Jan's face. Yeah, Jan's face is hilarious on it. Yeah. AJB, outside of streaming, everything good. 16 out of 10, man. I actually got a merch idea and the site set up. I got sent it 16 out of 10 mugs. I have to, again, but what the reason why these things take time is because I want to do it at like the very best for you lot. Like it's properly. Like even with the 16 out of 10 merch, I still got other ideas that I'm trying to implement with it. You can just small stuff, but just make it accessible. So that's why I'd be like just UK only. And then I'll look to Europe. I know we got a lot of people stateside and Canada and stuff. So I look to that in regards to postage and packaging as well. I will look for that. And that clip's like 2-3 years old, something like that. I think it's 2021 because Kepa was still at Chelsea. Because that's what it says in the comment. So when people are like, oh, you said big up the panel, it's because Jess said it. But anyways, we are closing out. Shout out to my guy, Vader. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button on the channel as well. Road to 11K. Yes. Oh, shit. I forgot Warrior J. I'm also doing PSG versus Barcelona. So that watch along will be tomorrow, well, technically today if you're in the UK time zone. So PSG Barcelona on the playback. And then you'll get the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. You're not doing one in a minute. That'll be live here on the YouTube channel as well. But all these things are on the upcoming live stream schedule. But big up. Love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Manchester United, Manchester City show, Man Them United podcast, Man Them City podcast, live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you lot on the playback.